Attorneys general across the country have signed a letter strongly urging Congress to pass laws to mitigate potential issues associated with per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, better known as PFAS. These are a class of more than 3,000 human-made chemicals. They're found in a range of products, including Teflon-coated pans. Here in Wisconsin, your introduction to PFAS might have come from the news that firefighting foam being tested by Johnson Controls had seeped into the groundwater in Marinette over a period of several decades. Attorney General Josh Call joins us now to talk about the letter and what the coalition of 22 attorneys general want Congress to do about PFAS. Attorney General Call, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you want to sign this letter on behalf of Wisconsin?
There are a couple of reasons. One is the science on PFAS is still emerging, and this is a threat that I think a lot of people were not aware of until quite recently. And making sure that there's public attention to this issue and to the importance of taking action to make sure that our water is clean and that if there is PFAS contamination that we're taking action to address it, I think is really important. And then secondly, the federal government has the opportunity to take some action here that will help remediate some of the problems that have stemmed from the use of PFAS. And so there are really sort of three different categories of action that we're asking the federal government to take. One is to take certain steps that will lead to more cleanup efforts so that more resources can be put into cleanup. Second, we want to make sure that there's more information provided to the public through sampling and through more notice about when there are releases of PFAS. And then third, we want to make sure that screening is available for people who may have been exposed and may need medical treatment as a result.
So a lot that you're looking at. What exactly would you and the other attorneys general like to see come directly from Congress on this issue?
So one of the things we'd like to see a change is that under CERCLA, a federal environmental law, we would like to see some PFAS substances designated as hazardous substances. If that happens, that would both, we think, spur more cleanup in the area of military bases. It would also lead to more disclosure of information about when PFAS is released. We'd also like to see funding from the federal level to help fund cleanup efforts in states around the country, including in Wisconsin. And then we think the federal government should play a role when it comes to those screening efforts as well. There also needs to be action at the state level, and that's an important component of our response to this too. But making sure that the federal government takes action sooner rather than later is important from my perspective, because making sure that our groundwater is safe and that people have access to safe and clean drinking water is vital for not only for our health but also for our economy and for our quality of life in Wisconsin.
We're talking with Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. He and 21 other states' attorney general have signed onto a letter asking Congress to address the issue of PFAS. And this is a request to the federal level. What currently is already being done at the state level here in Wisconsin on this issue?
So Governor Evers recently announced proposed limits for relating to PFAS, and that proposed rulemaking process takes some time, but that would create a standard, and if the levels were above that standard, it would lead to certain actions being taken. So I'm hopeful to see that move forward so that we have clear guidance for communities around the state as to what levels of PFAS are safe and at what level they need to take action. And then at the Department of Justice, when there are serious violations of our environmental law, whether they relate to PFAS or to any other environmental issue, we're committed to taking action to enforce our environmental laws.
I think that's an interesting point, because on this issue, someone might expect that it would be the Department of Natural Resources or maybe the department that deals with public health that would be dealing with this. But you are the Department of Justice.
That's right. We play a role, and DNR and Department of Health Services certainly play a role as well. It's the Department of Health Services that did an assessment of what levels create a health risk, and DNR is the agency that's proposed the rules. And DNR does the sort of initial enforcement and investigation into any potential violations. But in cases involving serious violations where the state wants to bring a significant enforcement action, those cases go to the Department of Justice.
I don't think anyone would argue that bipartisan efforts are fairly rare these days, but you are a Democrat working with other Democratic but also Republican attorneys general across the nation. How widespread is this issue in the U.S., and how is it that, you know, everyone, regardless of party, is coming together on it?
This is an issue that impacts every state, and it impacts communities across the country. Clean, safe drinking water, and PFAS, unfortunately, has impacted many communities. I believe that all the AGs who signed on to this particular letter are Democratic AGs, but I think that this is an area where there should be broad bipartisan consensus. You know, Governor Evers has declared this the year of clean drinking water in Wisconsin. And Speaker Voss has a task force that's dedicated to clean water. But what I want to see is not just a commitment in principle to working for clean water, but also some concrete steps that are going to help make our water cleaner. And that's going to include likely some policy development through rules, potentially legislation, and having the kind of funding that our Department of Natural Resource investigators need and that our Department of Justice need to enforce our environmental laws is going to help us keep our water safe as well.
It was announced today, according to the Biz Times Milwaukee, that Johnson Controls has set aside $140 million to help clean up the contamination from that firefighting foam seepage that we talked about. Do you think that goes far enough?
So I don't want to comment on specific matters related to Johnson Controls because I don't want to comment on any potential litigation. But I will say that this is an issue that has, it's, as you mentioned, firefighting foam is one of the products that contains PFAS. And so making sure that there is significant, that there are significant resources available to fund cleanup efforts is going to be part of addressing this problem. And what resources are going to be needed and from whom will depend on, you know, to what extent there's groundwater contamination that's resulted from runoff, and also to what extent particular companies or manufacturers are responsible for producing PFAS that's ended up in water.
Attorney General Call, if the federal government opts not to pursue something nationwide, not to take action, as you and the other state attorneys general are asking, what kind of situation does that put state governments in?
Well, it would make it much more difficult to address the cleanup issue in particular, because having federal government resources addressing cleanup is important. You know, another issue is that a lot of the facilities where firefighting foam has been used are military facilities. So in a lot of cases, this is federal property, and having the federal government participate in those cleanup efforts is particularly important in with respect to PFAS, given how much of the contamination has resulted from activity on federal lands. So it would leave the states with much less ability to address this problem. So it's important that the federal government steps up and plays a role here, too.
And briefly, what is the next step that you'll be watching for? Do you know when you might get any kind of response?
We'll see. I know that there's legislation pending in Congress, and you know, as I said, part of the goal of the legislation was to, or of this letter was to encourage the legislation to move forward. But unfortunately, we've seen you know, increasing numbers of stories about contamination from PFAS in different water systems here in Wisconsin, but also around the country.
And we'll have to leave it there. Attorney General Josh Call, thanks so much for joining us today. Attorney General Call joined us to talk about the bipartisan effort from attorneys general across the country urging Congress to act on a class of chemicals known as PFAS.